Prenton Park was witness to a Guinness World Record over the weekend. The Tranmere supporters and members of the club's futsal squad played non-stop for 50 hours, breaking the previous record, well, not just breaking it, smashing it, which was 40 hours. It will take a few days for the feat to be verified, but joining me now is Damon Shaw, manager of the Tranmere futsal team. Hello, Damon.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Probably better than you. I imagine you're a bit tired, but congratulations.
Thank you very much. No, I'm not too bad, to be honest. I'm better than I thought I would be.
Good stuff. I mean, are you aching anywhere at the moment at all?
The biggest problem I've got is a few blisters, a few sores on my feet, but my legs, you know what? I did this 6 years ago now, so I did 36 hours, which at the time was a record. I remember feeling a lot worse for a few days that time. But no, I think the training we did leading up to this has prepared me really well. So no, I feel okay.
So how did it all come about that you wanted to try and break this record?
Well, actually, it was Andy Doyle's idea, who was the on behalf of the Lee Knight Foundation and the Tranmere Rovers Disabled Club. And it was something I thought about as well, having done it before. And then we both had this idea, and we took it to the chairman, and he said, "Yeah." And then Andy took it on and broke this record.
Right. And what are the rules when you're doing this? Then how many people you're allowed, and breaks, and all that kind of thing.
Well, given that futsal's got 7 subs per squad, so it's a five-a-side game, but you've got 7 subs, so the record has to be done in those parameters. So it makes it easier than a marathon, for example, a five-a-side that the guys also did 2 years ago, where they only have 3 subs. In that sense, you're not allowed breaks. Some marathon, you do get a 5-minute break every hour, obviously for toilet breaks and food or whatever. But this time, with the amount of subs you had, that wasn't permitted. So it was a futsal match, 12 on each squad, and we played right through for 50 hours.
Right. I mean, was it in any way possible to get any kind of rest, really?
Yeah, but quite minimal. Throughout the night, we were playing 2 hours on, 2 hours off. And in those 2 hours off, we tried to get some kip. I managed, I think, 1.5 hours twice each night. So, 3-4 hours sleep tops. Over the night period, so you did get some rest, and then you're on for an hour, off for an hour during the day. But it's not enough time to recover for another high intensity stint. Anyway,
no, I bet it wasn't. And the big question is, what was the score?
Oh, off the top of my head, I can't remember. It was.
No, I don't blame you.
The team I was on, we lost by a couple of hundred. I think it was roughly 800 to 600, around those marks. I remember we scored the 600th goal for our team towards the end, so something like 800, 600.
Yeah, OK. Well, it sounds like a cracking game. The main objective, of course, seriously, was to raise money for the Lee Knight Foundation, which is the charitable arm, isn't it, of the Tranmere Rovers Disabled Supporters Association. I mean, how's that all gone?
It's gone really well, and, to do it for a cause like that just gives you the motivation. There were times throughout the night where I was on the pitch, stood in goal, for example, thinking, I just want to go home. But then you realise what you're doing it for. And I didn't know Lee personally, but I know his brother. I spent a year with his brother, Mike. Mike was a captain for the futsal team. And, to be that close to the cause, I'm not as close to it to many people, but to have it, that close to me just pushed us right through. So, and I think the money raised as well is, gone really well, so I think Andy's going to give us a total tonight, hopefully. So to do it for that reason, it's more than just doing it to break a world record. I think most of us did it for the we did it for the charity, not for the world record.
Yeah, because it's the Lee Knight Foundation, isn't it, that was named after Lee. Tell us a bit about Lee. His brother, I think, is the captain of the futsal team, isn't he?
Yeah, like I said, I never had the honour to meet Lee. But from hearing the stories of the people that did know him, he was such a nice character. Always did everything with a smile on his face. And, he did a lot for the Disabled Supporters Club. And his brother's so passionate about the club and passionate about futsal. And it was such an honour to do that for him.
And Tranmere are leading the way, really, aren't they, with futsal? The FA National Super League starts in September. And how excited are you to be playing in that competition?
Oh, it's an amazing feeling. We've got, we're a year old. The futsal club's a year old. To finish that year with a world record attempt, and to finish 1 year and start the next year with that, it's so fantastic. It's given us a lot of motivation to really push into next season. We're in the Super League next season, so we can't wait to get started. The players are in. The players are in from tomorrow for pre-season, we're going to go and give it our best shot.
And it's a 12-team setup. Have you got any targets for next season at all?
We've got a young team. We've got a young team that I think might surprise a few people, but we don't want to be setting ourselves too high. We want to go out and try and win every game. And after a few games, we might know a bit more. But no, we just want to go and represent Tranmere as best we can. Certainly want to stay in the league, but personally, we're going to go and try and fight for the top end of it.
And the chairman, Mark Palos, he's really behind this. He loves futsal, doesn't he? I've spoken to him about it myself.
Yeah, Mark's a really great ambassador for the sport. From his days at the FA, he was really behind futsal and getting into England. And now he's got the chance to do it at Tranmere, and throughout the whole club, futsal's a big part of that, through the Football Academy, and then obviously having a standalone futsal section as well. He's a great advocate for futsal.